this is not enough. And the third is his content. He's got these three things. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that this person is a successful person. The other hadith we did, أن أبي محمد فضالة ابن عبيد الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول طوبى لمن هدي للإسلام. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said شاباشي مبارك, congratulations to that person who has been guided towards Islam. وكان عيشه كفافا وقنعا. And then after being guided to Islam, his sustenance is enough for him. He is managing, he's coming out. And the next thing is, would that he is happy. He's content. In other words, he's not continuously desiring more and more and more. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Mubarak badi shabashi. As though this person has got an accolade. As though this person has achieved so much. He's got guided towards Islam. He's got enough to eat. He's got enough to drink. He's got sufficient. And the next thing after that, he's got his content. So for this person, he's like a shabashi, Mubarak badi. Like he's something great he achieved. In other words, this is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to appreciate. And then we'll realize that we are living lives of kings. Our ulama tell us that even the kings of those days didn't have what facilities we have today. Look at our facilities we've got at home, and our facilities of transport, and our facilities of traveling overseas, and our facilities of how we stay when we go overseas also. And even the kings and the bachas of those days, they didn't have all that. So Allah has given us a life better than the life of kings. So how much shukr we have to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith and Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبيت الليالي المتتابعة طاويا وأهله لا يجدون عشاء وكان أكثر خبزهم خبز الشعير رواه الترمذي. هذا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما, he says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would spend consecutive nights hungry. Consecutive nights he would spend hungry. In other words, وَأَهْلُهُ لَا يَجِدُونَ عَشَاءَ, and his family won't have any supper to eat. So this was his condition, that he will spend many nights hungry and his family won't have any supper to eat. وَكَانَ أَكْثَرُ خُبْزِهِمْ, whereas most of their bread was barley bread. Barley was something that was very easily and very cheap. You can get it very easily and it was something very cheap. So even that also they didn't have in the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's saying that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will spend consecutive nights hungry, and his family also will spend many nights without any supper, even though that bread that they used to eat was a very cheap bread. So even in other words, even the cheap bread also they didn't have to eat. عن فضالة بن عبيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا صلى بالناس يخر رجالا من قامتهم في الصلاة من الخصاصة. حضرت فضالة بن عبيد رضي الله عنه, he says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he used to perform salah with the Sahaba, then many of the men would fall down in salah due to hunger. So why is they reading salah behind Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم? They would fall down because of hunger. وَهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الصُّفَّةِ, and who were these people that would fall down? They were the people that were studying in the madrasa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the people of the Suffa. We did these incidents in the waqi of the people of the Suffa. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would share things with them when the gifts would come. He would spend on them from sadaqah. So they were such pitiable conditions they were staying, that sometimes in salah also they would just collapse due to hunger. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الْأَعْرَبْ, until the Bedouins also now started saying that هَاُولَاءِ الْمَجَانِينَ, that these people are mad people. Only mad people will do things like that. They live their life with this person so hungry, in such difficult condition, to such an extent that they're collapsing in namaz. So the Bedouins, those they never understood, those were like the farmer type people, they would say that these people are mad people. فَإِذَا صَلَّى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنْصَرَفَ إِلَيْهِمْ, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would finish his salah, he would turn towards these people that collapsed in the salah. He would turn towards them and he would say, فَقَالَ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا لَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَأَحْبَبْتُمْ أَن تَزْدَادُوا فَاقَةً وَحَاجَةً رواه الترمذي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn after salah, he would address this sahaba. And he would tell them, if you only knew what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got in store for you, for this difficult time that you're going through, if you only knew what Allah Pak has got in store for you, لَأَحْبَبْتُمْ, you'll desire and you'll wish that Allah Pak will increase your people's hunger and Allah will increase your destitution and difficulty. If you only knew what is in store for you. So in other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was giving them basharat and telling them that this temporary difficulty that you're going through is going to be replaced with something so beautiful, so nice. And when you see that beautiful gift and you see that benefits and the virtues of that difficulty you're going through, you'll actually desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have given you more difficulty in this dunya. So we learn one important lesson from here, is that when we see conditions around the world, don't always say, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing this to the Muslims? Why is the condition of the Muslims like this? Why are they going through? Because when those Muslims who are going through these conditions, they see the reward in akhirat, they will actually make dua, Allah, why did you make more difficulty come to us in dunya? Why didn't you make our times more harder? So then we shouldn't be thinking that why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing this? No, wa na'udhu billah. Because Allah Pak sees the whole picture. He knows what a person will get in reward for this and how much he'll appreciate and enjoy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time, now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that this person will see the reward of his difficulty. When the whole picture comes in front, then the understanding comes. So therefore we have to be very careful sometimes what statements we make about Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.